The Baltimore Blasts have been around for a long time, and Ed Hale has been at the helm, and he is about to make a major move with the club, and he joins us right now on Sportsline. And first of all, Ed, thank you so much for coming on the program.
My pleasure. How are you?
I'm doing well. Well, let's start with, I guess, this rumor mill and what's the reality here. The Baltimore Blasts are, in fact, leaving the MISL. Do we know that much?
Right. I have left the MISL, which is owned by the United Soccer Leagues. It's a big league down in Tampa. I left them. They were not happy with me. But when I left, I have taken all the other teams that were in our league in the MISL, and we as a group have gotten together with the PASL, which is a national league, and have gotten together, and we are going to merge.
How many teams from the MISL, in what was the MISL, I guess, are going to head to the PASL?
Six, and they're going to have between 15 and 19 teams. So we could have as many as 20 to 25 teams.
And this league, I'm guessing, if you include San Diego, it not only includes bigger markets than the MISL had, it really goes coast to coast across the country.
Yes, it does, and it also extends into Mexico. Monterrey had beaten us 1 year in a championship.
Right.
Monterrey is coming back. Tulsa, Oklahoma. There are a couple other teams in areas. Dallas is going to be there. The Dallas Sidekicks with Tattoo and some of the people that had been around, they're still there. They're going to be they'll be in the league. But we're going to go from West Coast to East Coast. It's going to be Midwest-centric. But there's still going to be five or six here in the East, including a couple new teams, which we're working on.
And the purpose of this is what, Ed?
Well, as we were talking earlier today, Brett, when you only have seven teams, if you win, it's really not a relevant win. It's not that meaningful. This will be very meaningful because we'll be playing 26 different teams across the. We can't play them all in a season because we're playing 20 games. However, we go from irrelevant to relevant overnight, which would include national sponsors, TV, and certainly more people are going to want to expand into our league, so we could get to be pretty sizable.
And I'm guessing things like the shortened third game of the championship series played on the same night as game two, things like that go out the window?
We're not too sure. It's going to be a lot of people are looking at scheduling and getting arena dates right now, and we're trying to get that worked out. And something else that has not been discussed is that the PASL had been working on an indoor World Cup that has been. We have 16 different countries that they are going to come here and play probably after our season concludes, probably in the middle of February, before baseball season starts. So, it could be that we will play Serbia or England or Ireland here with an all-star team of Americans.
That sounds amazing. So is the PASL no more? Will we start brand new here with a totally different name?
Well, we're going to get together here over Preakness weekend, and we're all going to meet for the first time, all of us. And we're going to determine the league name, some of the rules, the division breakup or makeup, what the playoffs will look like, things like this that are going to be announced on May 19th.
Ed Hale, the owner of the Baltimore Blast, is with us. What about when you're talking about something this large and that includes this many top 30 markets, you have to think television. Will there be maybe a national TV deal out of this, Ed?
I can't imagine us not doing something. I don't know if it'll be Fox Soccer Channel or just how it will be, but not too far in the past, we were on ESPN.
Right.
So, I would think that something like this is definitely doable. It was not doable with only seven teams.
Seven teams. It was just not sustainable. Am I right with that?
No. And when I did talk to the owner of the USL, and I told him, I said, I really am not going to worry every year who are the Baltimore Blast going to play. I don't have to worry about that anymore.
It's a no-brainer.
That's correct. And we have enough girth where we can, we're going to have a lot of teams to play us, and we're going to have a target on our back. Kansas City beat us last year. They were this season, and they're going to have a mark in their back, but we are definitely the best teams, two teams in this league. But everybody's going to have to get through peer pressure and acquisitions and things from around the world. I think are going to make each team is going to get better and better, and we're going to have a lot of very good competition.
I know because of your commitment to indoor soccer and the Baltimore Blast. The Blast are somewhat always on good footing, and of course because of the loyal fan base here. But are the teams that you're joining in the PASL and the teams that are coming with you from the MISL, are they somewhat in the same category of teams that have a following in their given market and ownership that cares enough to keep the product on the field no matter what happens in a given year fiscally?
Well, we're doing the checks on everybody right now. Everybody's got to pay up a certain amount of money, sign agreements. If they do that, then I think they should be substantial enough to play in our league. You know, that'll be determined, and we're going to make sure that the types of people that are going to be playing us are worthy, and we're worthy enough to play them too. I don't want to be arrogant about this, but we want to make sure that everybody's going to sustain. It's going to be sustainable. I hate when you have a team in Chicago can't finish the season. A couple of years ago, Omaha didn't finish. It's one of the worst things that you have to do or deal with during the course of the season. So I hope that those days are behind us.
Ed Hale's with us for another moment here on WBAL. And Ed, I know you said over Preakness weekend here there'll be some movement and a lot of face-to-face talks. When can we expect to hear some big announcements about this new league? Right after that?
It'll be it's going to be at Dockside in Canton at noon on May 19th. How's that?
I'll join you there. How about that? I'll walk across the street and join you.
We'll have some free crab cakes or something.
It sounds good to me. Ed Hale, the owner of the Baltimore Blast, making some big moves with the team, and I think it's obviously for the better of that franchise and the better for the Baltimore viewing public. I think that's fair to say here, Ed.
All right, well, thank you very much. We're looking forward to putting on a good product here and having a lot of competition to look at.